Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to She Said, He Said on 590 The Fan, the all-new 590 The Fan. We are live at Club Fitness in Florissant, and Kelly's headphones are screaming loud, aren't they?
I couldn't hear.
I just saw blood come out of her ears.
I couldn't hear before. Now she can really hear. My God.
That's great. You should have to hear me louder all the time.
Wait a minute. Speaking of that, so I'm doing one of my little rant and raves when we're leaving the house.
My gosh.
And I'm like, and Gordon goes, "This is all I hear." Do it.
It's just a constant. It's just like, oh my gosh, that's all I hear is a constant whine.
But what was funny is I was really mad, and then I just started cracking up laughing because he's like, "You know, all I hear when you do this is."
That's right. And you know what? That's if your awesome. Relationship is all you hear from your other partner is just an and constant nagging and bickering and things aren't right, well, you can go to Dave Rispoli, the marriage coach.
I was gonna say,
he will take care
I'm
of
like,
you.
We do not nag and bicker and fight
yes.
at all.
Well, if your relationship is not what it should be and it's not like it used to be back in the day when everything was just perfect and you just couldn't do anything but just they could pick their nose and
that's
everything would be perfect.
That's what I used to be with you.
But now it's...
Now you have boogers.
Now.
And your farts do stink.
Wow. Sure, Dave is appreciating this segment. I'm trying, Dave. Dave Rispoli. Go check him out. He will take care of you. If your relationship is not what it should be and you want to get that back on track, if just one of the partners wants to get that relationship back in track, then he says that he guarantees that he can get your relationship back together again. Dave Rispoli, marriagecoaching.com.
So I'll like your boogers again?
You should.
I don't think the farts will ever smell.
By the way, I have a handy dandy home. Wow.
That's a bower song.
Kelly.
Smells like flowers.
Yeah. That was actually the guy on the squat machine.
No, that was Vicky Schneider in yoga class.
Oh. You got to tell me that story.
I hope Vicky's listening right now.
She's going to kill you.
It's like, oh, that was. Those yoga positions. Did you toot when you were doing the trapeze?
No, I about...
Crapped your pants?
Crapped my pants. Yeah, that's okay. About what I did.
So we're going to meet Matt Viverito. Hope I said that correctly, with Trapeze STL. And we were out of our mind. After work yesterday, we go up to the DoubleTree. We change out of our work clothes into workout. We walk out, and Gordon looks up and goes, "What have you gotten me into?" And it was, we were going up this ladder that's way taller than the ceiling so that we could hang on a little bitty bar, stand on a teeny-weeny platform, and swing across the sky.
We thought we were circus people. Until
we started climbing the ladder.
Oh, climbing the ladder, I got to say, I've never been so nervous in all my life. This was it. This was going to be the death day. This is the day I die.
Well, they do make you sign papers.
They do. The minute I had to sign the paper, I go, "This isn't good."
It says on the paper, you know, how you have to sign who you need in case of an emergency.
Oh, no.
Why didn't put Gordon's name? Because he was with me in case we both went.
Like nobody's helping us.
So meet Matt Viverito. Are you on, Matt?
I am. Thanks for having me.
Hey,
did I say
morning.
Your last name right? I hate when I butcher a last name.
No, that's right. Viverito. Good job.
Perfect. Well, yes, that was...
In all seriousness, yes, it was great. And they did a great job by reassuring us that everything was going to be fine. And everything that they instructed us that was going to happen, happened exactly the way they said it was.
They said, hop, and then you let go.
So
but
that.
See, what they do is, though, Matt, what you guys do is you get up there. First of all, they run up the ladder like, you know, it's no big deal. They stand atop, and they don't have a harness connected to them, by the way. And they swing through the air like they're birds.
Right.
And then they go, see, that's all you got to do. Come on, you're next. And then you go on up. So, Matt, tell us about this awesome experience, Circus Harmony's Fly-In Trapeze Center.
Yeah, so we are Trapeze STL. We're Circus Harmony's Flying Trapeze Center, and we're actually opening up our fourth season today out in Chesterfield behind the DoubleTree Hotel. and we teach flying trapeze classes for people ages 6 and up. And we want everyone to come out and swing on the trapeze and have fun with us this summer.
Now, Matt, you say you have teach actual classes. If you just wanted to come out, and is it like a series of days that you come, or is it a one-time class? How does that work?
Sure, that's a great question. So mostly of what we do is we teach these kind of one-off classes. So each class is 2 hours long. If you want to sign up for multiple classes, you can and continue to learn stuff. But a lot of people will come and just take the one class. They'll come with a friend or family member, and they'll learn how to swing and backflip and go across to the catcher. And we teach all that stuff to you in the very first class. So it's just one day you can come in and you can learn how to fly.
Is there an age requirement or a size requirement?
Sure, yeah. So it's ages 6 and up on the small end. On the larger end, we do have a weight limit. The equipment is rated for up to 250 pounds. As long as you fit in between those parameters and you fit in the safety harness, then we're happy to have you come and fly.
Wow. So how long have you been flying high yourself?
Oh, my gosh. So I actually took my very first circus class with Circus Harmony when I was a kid, maybe 10 years old, and I never stopped. I've been doing flying trapeze for about 8 years now, but I've been doing circus, you know, since I was 10 years old.
Wow.
Incredible. So did you know you wanted to do it, or was it just accidental? You took this class and went, oh, I got to keep doing this.
My mom actually signed me up for the camp. I didn't like soccer camp, and I didn't like sleepaway camp or tennis camp. And she signed me up for a circus camp, and it just stuck. Every stage of my life, I wasn't ready to give it up. I did it throughout high school. I did it throughout college. And it's the only occupation I've held after I graduated in 2012, and I couldn't be happier.
That's awesome.
So we were talking about it, and Michelle here, who is with Club Fitness, we're live at Club Fitness here today in Florissant, she was saying, you know, gosh, I'd be afraid I couldn't, you know, if I was hanging on that bar, I couldn't hang on and I would, you know, drop or something. So first of all, the upper body strength, does it take a lot of that? You are talking about momentum, and then if you did fall or let go, then what happens?
Sure, great question. So that's maybe the biggest misconception that we find with the flying trapeze is people have this notion that they need to be, you know, some superstar athlete or, you know, elite gymnastic, you know, have some elite gymnastic skill. If it looks like fun, and again, if you fit those age and weight requirements, chances are you might surprise yourself with what you can accomplish on the trapeze. So you don't need incredible grip strength or anything like that. Your body really wants to hold on to that trapeze bar once you're up there. So, you know, people do surprise themselves. But with that being said, you know, we go to great lengths to make sure everyone stays safe. We've got, you know, everyone's in a safety harness the entire time that they're flying, from the moment they step onto the ladder to the moment they come out of the safety net. They're clipped in. We've got experienced instructors and line holders. And as I did mention there, we do have a safety net below you at all times as well. So no matter what, we've got you covered.
Awesome.
That's true. Because I'll tell you what, I was scared to death. My hands were they were wet, and I was like wringing wet. And I'm like, I can't hold on to that bar. And they put some talcum powder on there, and I was good to go.
But as scared as you were, you did that man card where you're like, you know what? I am not going to get off this thing without doing a backflip off, so I can say I'm a man.
So Matt's right. They do teach you. He taught me it wasn't the prettiest backflip, but within 10 minutes I was doing a backflip. Yes.
I'm up there hanging on. What, Michelle?
When you're done flying, then do you drop your
you just drop
right into the
they
net?
Tell
into
you,
the net.
They
yeah.
say, hop, and then that means you can let go of the bar, and then you just go backwards and have faith that the net's going to get
so
you.
So Kelly's swinging, and Matt goes, so do you want to do a backflip? She goes, nope. Do you want to do that? She's swinging back and forth. Do you want to hang up by your knees? Nope.
No,
you want to come down now?
Wait
yep.
a minute. It wasn't really nope. It wasn't really nope. It was no.
It was.
Do you want to do a backflip? No. It was more of like a frantic sound that I made. But I have to admit, I went up, was terrified, and then went back up a second time. So that is fun.
Yes. Joe Jacobs is listening from the printing center, which does.
Which we have their mints all here,
they
too.
We do have your mints
you
on the table.
Bad breath, stop by our table.
And take care of all of our printing needs. But, Joe, the age is 6 and up.
Oh, does he want to know what the age was?
Yes.
Oh, yes, they can take the grandkids.
Yes.
Right? Right. What's the weight requirement again, Matt?
Yes. So
250. You got to be under 250.
And 250 and under, right.
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Well, Matt, thank you so much. What will you do with the rain today? Can you still get up there, or how do you handle the weather?
You know, I was pretty nervous yesterday, but checking the most recent forecast, we think that we can actually get our classes in for today.
Perfect.
So, you know, we're optimistic, and, you know, we're out here all summer long. So even if we do get some rain today, we'll be back at it tomorrow.
You'll be there. So, everybody, if you know where the Doubletree is off of Highway 40 in Chesterfield, they're literally in the lot right behind the pool and that tennis court area in the back of it. So you can't miss them. The tents are very – yeah, the conference center right behind there. So check it out. You can go to trapezestl.com, find out more about this awesome Take Flight 2017. Matt, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
We had a great time yesterday.
Yeah, and for being our coach.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You guys did great.
Thanks. All right. Have a great day. Whew, trapeze.
Yes.
It's definitely something you should experience.
Do it.
If we can do it, anyone can do it.
It's easier. The second time was easier than the first time for me anyway.
Because I actually have a little fear of heights like that. Especially
being
on a little bitty, you know, thing. So, I mean, if we can do it and, you know, we're like 100 years old, then anyone else
anybody
can do it too.
How were you there? Because 2 hours seems like a long time.
We were there a while because we were talking and they were teaching you and training you. But we went up twice. Someone that actually takes the class will be there, you know, doing it a lot longer than
we
did.
It was just me and Kelly.
Yeah.
So I think maybe 30 minutes is all it took.
Yeah, we were just, you know, having fun and learning about it. So it was a great time. So our question of the day, which we tell us, Matt, where are we at on breaks? Do we need to take a break now? All right, so we got a couple minutes to start our what is something that was or is in style that you pray will never be in style again, or gosh, you sure hope it would go away. So, Michelle, what's yours?
Well, I don't know if it was, but I did just see that the men's romper is in style now.
That is everybody. So many people are putting the rompers up.
You know,
you know what's nothing worse than a guy? Another one was man buns.
Yes.
Can you imagine a guy in a man bun and a romper?
That would be. I'm waiting for one to walk by.
Are you going to sport your romper this summer?
No, absolutely not. And if I do, just punch me right in the face.
I'd rather see a booger hanging from his nose than him being in a romper. That would just be horrible.
You know what?
And little pink striped ones some of the guys had on. What's happening?
What is happening?
What's happening?
Men are just losing it. I don't know. Well, they're losing their man card.
They are definitely losing. So definitely man buns and rompers are out. But you know what's funny, which was so fun about reading the, you know, everybody's response on Facebook, is I forgot so many things. Like, remember Dr. Scholl's shoes?
Yes.
These wooden clogs that you would try to keep your feet in. Go to the pool in a pair of those babies and have some oil on the bottom of your feet. I mean, you break an ankle. The doctors must have had a heyday with broken bones. And
it was Dr. Scholl's?
They were called Dr. Scholl's.
Did they have a buckle-like strap?
Yes, just a buckle across the front. His foot would slide all over him. And a doctor invented those for us, apparently.
And I think he's still around.
Awful. What's he inventing now? So skinny jeans, they say, especially worn by men. What else do we have? Parachute pants.
Oh,
of course, Gordon had a pair of parachute pants.
I had blue parachute pants. Yeah.
Remember when you rolled the ankle up on your jean really tight? Somebody said saddle Oxfords.
Remember the white and black? Yeah.
Now, I had cheerleading shoes. One year we had saddle Oxfords, which are cheerleading shoes. But I do remember having a pair of those as well. I mean, that's crazy to think that those were cool. Nobody put Argyle sweaters.
No.
Or Argyle socks and stuff like that. Nobody put that down, which that kind of made me think
Sydney put bi-level haircuts and tight perms.
Tight perms.
Kelly talked about that yesterday, and I said, remember the Brady Bunch when all the guys got perms?
I can remember getting a perm. Remember when you'd let your friends do your hair?
Yes.
I mean, you didn't go to a stylist. Your mom would send you off to your friend's house so they could get their own $5 box. It probably was $3 for a box perm at the store and let your friend do your hair. Fried my hair.
I know.
But only one side took and the other side didn't. So I had this, like, curly mess of madness on one side. I couldn't go to school the next day. It was horrendous.
Oh my gosh,
and we didn't have straighteners back then.
Yeah.
So it's not like you could go, oh, I'll just straighten that stuff out. I mean, you were, and then your mom would have to take you to the nearest beauty salon or whatever they were called back then to try to fix it. So let's see, what else do we have? Do you have something else?
No, my mom, you talked about the beauty salon. My mother-in-law used to call it her beauty operator.
Beauty operator.
Beauty operator.
I'm going to the beauty operator. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Beautician.
Yes.
The beautician, they used to call it. Sounds like mortician or whatever. Yeah. I'm not going to the mortician today, but I'm going to the beautician.
Yes.
They
oh
call
my gosh.
It that. Do you remember that name? My grandmother, like clockwork, every Wednesday or what it was, went and had her hair set.
Yeah.
Just did the,
yes.
Shh, you know. And then I don't
my
know.
My mom's the same way. It's the same day, same yeah. hour.
Go and do that and then sleep with like a bag on your head so you don't mess up the curls. For next week. So mall bangs.
Yes.
How about mullets? Party in the back, business in the front.
There's still some of those around.
There are still some of those around. So mullets. We're in Gulf Shores. It was my girlfriend's. We took all the kids and we went to Gulf Shores and we went to this bar and of course left the kids alone, you know, went back at the place. I'm kidding.
I was like, okay.
So we go to this bar and on the sign outside it read mullet contest. I thought it was a mullet, like a hair, like the best mullet guy haircut.
Fish.
It was fish.
Oh, my gosh. I would have thought what you thought, too.
Kelly's like, this ought to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm thinking, well, there's going to be a mullet contest. All right, so, of course, Gordon Montgomery, they're making fun of your look back in the day with your tight pants when you used to be on stage and your long hairsprayed mall
yeah.
bangs.
Yeah.
Gordon wore Farrah Fawcett hair back in the day. Yeah, he did. High-waisted jeans. Okay, those came back, and that should never, ever happen. Mom jeans. Ever. First of all, your butt looks the whole size of your body in high-waisted jeans. When you wear low-waisted, at least it makes, you know, the butt look a little bit smaller. High-waisted jeans are horrible.
They are horrible.
No one should ever do that. It's bad enough when you wear a pair of Spanx, what those make you look like, wearing them on the outside.
What about my dad had these leisure suits?
Oh, my God.
Leisure suits.
In
he
colors.
Had a dark brown, a maroon-colored one, a powder blue.
What if they were orange and striped ones?
And then the silk patterned shirts underneath them.
With the collar that
with
would
the giant
come out
collar.
About
yeah.
5 feet. Do you think those would
and
ever?
The
that's
gold medallion.
Like
nothing says rock and roll like that.
See your dad in one of those.
I have a picture of my dad in a. You know, it was, now that I think about it, he had like it was a leisure suit, but it wasn't a suit. It was like a jumpsuit thing. Like
a long pant romper.
I have a big belt.
I have a picture. I have a picture of him. I'm standing next to him. It's all red. It's bright red. It's like.
There's a pair of pants that you were wearing, striped, I think, or something, in one of the pictures when you were little, too. Remember
the stripes? I think my dad shopped at Rozelle's. Was it Rozelle's? What's the name of that place down on Grand?
Oh, is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, it used to be on Channel 11. Yeah, it was a men's clothing.
The big bell bottoms.
My dad shopped there.
What else do we have? Okay, come on. There's some shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah.
The shoulder
that is
pads.
Too funny.
You know you've got something old in your closet. When you pull out, you're like, wow, look at that.
Shoulder
Where'd
pads.
That come from?
I should probably
you
get rid of
on,
this.
Put it on, and it's got a great big shoulder pad. You know it's time I clean out my closet
I
when I still have something with shoulder
that was
pads.
For. Why did we do that?
I guess to make you look like statuesque or something.
Members
like
only jackets.
Okay, Patrick, Queen and Put afros, black or white, people. It doesn't matter. You got to get rid of the fro.
It's the perms.
Did we say mall bangs?
Yes.
We said those? All right. Okay, we don't want to get political here. What else do we have? What's a bumper bang? Someone put bumper bangs.
Sally Jesse Raphael glasses.
Oh, my God. Robin put, yeah, the Sally Jesse Raphael.
So
remember
funny,
those?
Though.
Remember
they
those
were red, weren't
and
they?
I like... see them sometimes still. They try to bring back stuff. They
yes.
do. I'm not falling for it.
Wonder Woman could get by with it.
Wonder Woman could get by with it. Yeah. Now, one guy wrote, yoga pants, may they never go out of style. Ever, 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 may they never,
should
ever.
Should be worn all the time.
All the time, day and out, women should be in yoga pants.
That is too
except
funny.
For some people that yeah. I see wearing. Them to Walmart probably maybe shouldn't have wore the little bitty midriff
yes.
which probably wasn't a midriff on some people but on some it did come up as a midriff and when there's a hole in the butt you should probably retire those as well. Did we miss any because there were some good ones
yeah
oh sideburns. Patty Peroni put sideburns.
You talk about the midriff. Do you remember those shirts that were like that and they are back now
short
like, no
shorts.
The midriff shirts where they
oh,
up.
Yes.
But they are, I mean, people wear like a tank underneath them, but I've seen a lot of them in the stores lately.
What about the guys wearing short shorts?
Shorts, yes.
Gordon, there's a picture of you that
I got
your
short
friend
shorts.
Has on.
Rick Dalton.
Sent it to
God
me.
God love him. He's
and
putting
you
up
both
pictures
have
of
short
me.
Shorts. But wait, not only do they have short shorts on, they have knee-high white socks on yeah. with them.
With my
what
Reebok tennis shoes.
It's like a Don Johnson moment gone crazy as well.
Horrible.
What it is.
And the tucked in polo shirt.
Oh my gosh.
What were you thinking?
What were you thinking? So we have two tube tops. Gordon says halter tops should always be in.
Yep.
halter tops are
and yoga pants. What more can you wear?
Oh my God. So that was fun going back and reading what everybody wrote. I'm trying to see if we sagging pants. Yeah, those are horrible. No one should wear sagging pants. Puka beads. Oh, man, they're good. So
there we go.
They're awesome. That was fun. I enjoyed that one. All right, we do have to take it to a break, and then we'll come back. We got what's going on, what's rocking with Gordon, see what's happening around town. Do you have your handy-dandy tip today for us? Anything good?
Well, yeah, this is actually just a tip, that an informative tip. Keep your clothes dryers cleaned out. Get the vent. Go in the vent and
get...
It's
going to make us work.
Yeah, get that lint out of there, because actually it is a fire hazard.
And change the pull the thing out when it's 5 inches thick.
Right. Not only that though, but have someone come out and clean your vents for you. It's fairly cheap to do, but it's honestly your house can catch on fire if you don't keep your vents.
And if every light on your dashboard in your car is blinking, you did not win a prize. It is time to get your car checked, Kelly, right?
Yes, Kelly just had one come on today.
One? It blinks for 5 minutes when I start my car. There's so many things going off on it right now. Need to take it in. All right, we'll be back with more fun and more working out here at Club Fitness right here in Florissant. Go to clubfitness.us, get your free 7-day pass. Come try it out for yourself. We'll be right back with more of She Said, He Said on the all-new 590 The Fan. When is it going to be quit being the all-new? We've been here a year and we're still saying the all-new.